interrupt this program to bring you a bulletin from our newsroom. Reports reaching this station indicate that hundreds and possibly thousands of persons have mysteriously disappeared from all sections of the country. Police and other public officials are at a loss to explain the sudden disappearance of mothers, fathers, and in many cases, children from their homes. Stay tuned to this station for further developments. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you further details on the mysterious disappearance of what has now amounted to thousands of persons, not only around the United States, but around the world. At 12:05 this morning, a telephone operator reported three frantic calls regarding missing relatives. Within 15 minutes, all communications were jammed with similar inquiries. A spot check around the nation found the same situation in every city. Sobbing thousands sought information about the mysterious disappearance of wives. One husband reported, "I turned on the light to ask my wife if she remembered to set the clock, but she was gone. Her bedclothes were there, her watch was on the floor, but she just disappeared." Less than 35 minutes after the first calls were received, a well-known television executive took to the air with the first explanation of the mass midnight kidnappings. He asserted that the strange disappearance of millions was a biblical prediction that suddenly exploded into fulfillment. In determined syllables, he spelled out what he called the rapture of the saints. Jesus Christ has returned to the earth and has taken his Christian people away. It has been forecast for centuries. The executive said, "My own mother spoke often of this day. We have been left behind. There is no hope. I have missed the only thing worth living for. I, like you, have refused to believe in the literal coming of Jesus Christ." All major TV and radio networks have canceled late programming and have begun operating on an around-the-clock news service. At 12:45 this morning, mass hysteria had gripped the world. No other explanation of what has happened has yet been offered. To the millions left behind, one cold fact looms larger by the hour. Jesus Christ has come. He has taken his bride to be with him forever. The world awaits his next move. Shortly after the news broke early this morning that Jesus had come back, thousands took to the cemeteries looking for the bodies of loved ones. Most of those in the cemetery who found empty graves were there mainly because of a Bible verse they had heard, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." The dead were among the first to be found missing this morning. A Canadian official has been the first of many world leaders to call for a special emergency session of the UN to discuss the new world crisis brought about by the mysterious disappearance of millions. Speaking over the CBC network, he called for immediate steps to regain world confidence. He voiced the fear that as a result of this crisis, Russia would take immediate steps to launch an all-out hydrogen war. He stated the world is tottering on its axis. A waiting world looks to the skies for an explanation. Fear and terror has blinded the eyes of men everywhere. Godless Russia will take advantage of this fear. She will strike in an effort to claim responsibility for this calamity. We must be prepared for an attack. 1 hour after the broadcast, the official Russian news agency TASS reported carried a report, that the Soviet Presidium was contemplating a statement, in effect, that a new secret weapon was launched and is responsible for the mysterious disappearances. All armed forces in Russia have been alerted to stand by for orders. One correspondent reports unusual activity at three major missile launching sites in the Ukraine. Two American planes crash-landed on Russian soil, but no pilots were found. They are believed to have been victims of the disappearance. Russia is prepared to use these crashes as an excuse to launch an attack on the West. There has been no immediate comment from Washington. We have a report just in from Chicago, and let's go now to Art Andrews in Chicago.
Thousands of coronary victims have died since the news was released concerning the multitudes who are missing. Here in Chicago, the famed Loop was the scene of prostrated heart victims. 55 victims were taken to the morgue for identification. In Los Angeles and New York, it was reported that as many as 300 deaths per hour are being reported to hospitals and authorities. All have died, officials said, due to heart On the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. Clinics here in Chicago request that all residents who suffer from weakness of heart stay at home and try not to think of all the tragedy. They simply cannot handle any more cases. This is Art Andrews reporting from Chicago.
The city of Fort Worth, Texas, reports 63 persons trampled to death when over 3,000 people tried to rush from the Civic Auditorium at the very height of a revival meeting. The Reverend John Forthright was reading his text, "In an hour that ye think not, then shall the Son of Man come." Right before the eyes of thousands, the minister suddenly disappeared. The choir disappeared. Over two-thirds of the congregation disappeared. Those left behind began to scream and run in all directions. Over 500 ran weeping to the altar, crying out to God for mercy. Trampling, pushing, screaming, wailing, the crowd kept yelling, "Jesus has come, we're lost, we're left behind." From coast to coast, services like this were interrupted. The same was true in storefront churches, in rallies, in open-air meetings, in house prayer meetings. Jesus has come for his church, his bride. The worst aftermath of the great disappearance during the night is the horrible wave of suicide attempts being made by thousands. In most cases, those who are attempting to end it all have at one time or another had a chance to get right with God. They are those who have heard the message of his coming over and over again and have grown hard to its truth. Thousands of young people woke up this morning to find parents missing. Mothers were gone, brothers and sisters were missing. While many others were surprised by the rapture, they seemed to know instantly what had happened. When the full impact of the coming of Jesus dawned on them, and when they had realized they had thrown aside so many chances to repent and get ready, they became desperate. Remorse began driving them to seek a way out. Many have been driven completely out of their minds as they sit in their bedroom sobbing, "I'm left behind, I'm left behind." An 18-year-old girl in Manhattan, New York, was found slashing her wrists with a razor. Hysterically, she told how she had returned around 2 this morning from a date. She slipped into the bedroom to kiss her mother goodnight, but mother was not there. Her bedclothes were on the bed and her Bible lay on the pillow. Alarmed, she woke up her father, and while her father made frantic calls to the neighbors, the young lady began to read from the Bible where it had been left open. She read just 2 lines and fell to the floor unconscious. Her father picked up the Bible, read these words, "Two shall be sleeping in the bed. One shall be taken, the other left." Her father dressed and ran from the house weeping and pale. The young lady told how she had sat for 3 hours living through hell as she remembered how often her mother had warned her of this very night. She remembered going to church. She remembered the minister's message of Christ's return. She even remembered how she promised God she would one day get right with him. Despondent and unable to face the future alone, she began to slash her wrists. Added to the horror now falling over the earth is the fact that some are saying that even suicide will not appease an angry God. They say there will be a resurrection of all the wicked dead. They still will have to stand before God, and that death is not the way out. In another development, Pennsylvania Turnpike travelers sat by the roadside, stunned and alarmed. Driverless autos raced down the highway, smashing into other cars and tunnel entrances. Stranded automobiles blocked every major highway in America. Missing drivers could not be located. A 4-car collision in Massachusetts was described by a wife who lived to tell the story. "We were headed for Pittsburgh with the 2 children. I was lighting a cigarette when my husband started to pass a truck. Just as he was about to return to his own lane, I looked and he was gone. I thought maybe he fell out, so I grabbed the wheel. I couldn't hold the car in the lane, and we crashed head-on with 3 other cars. My children are gone, too." Major airlines report traffic patterns are all mixed up, and a number of planes have collided while others are off course. Missing airport controllers have caused an emergency of major proportions. Railroad officials have admitted that 5 trains have crashed in the last 8 hours. 870 persons have died as a result. Switchboard operators were also among the missing. Other collisions have also been reported with freight trains. The toll of death at many crossroads is alarming. A Staten Island ferry boat was stranded when 2 of the crew suddenly disappeared. 3 subway crashes have been reported. A Blue Line bus carrying 60 passengers crashed into a bridge and plunged into the Hudson River when the driver disappeared. Adding to the tragedy of the highways is the communication systems. There are thousands of motorists who have loaded their cars and are heading to the mountains to escape what they term the wrath of God. This exodus to the rocks and mountains and wilderness is causing more confusion by the hour. A swarming horde of screaming teenagers totally demolished the First Church of Social Action on Broadway this morning. 14 youths were killed in the melee, and another 75 were critically injured. The action was set off around 2 a.m. at the very height of an all-night prom sponsored by the church. Nearly 500 teenagers were on hand for the festivities. At exactly 12:37, a teenager rushed into the hall and headed straight for the podium. Grabbing the mic from the performing rock and roll singer, he blared out a startling message that fell like a ton of terror on every person present. Grasping for breath, he screamed, "Something terrible has happened. People all over the world are missing. I even called my house and there's no answer. My mother was a Christian. She told me not to come here tonight. She told me Jesus would come when I least expected him to. I know that is what has happened." One teenager who was at the dance later reported the whole place turned into a panic scene. Everyone was screaming and crying. They pulled the chaperone up front and made her tell them what was going on. It was pitiful. She just stood there, white and pale and shaking all over. She passed out just when one of the church deacons came in. He was shaking and all the kids began to pull on his coat. One of the boys grabbed the mic and began to preach. He said he knew what had happened. He used to be a good Christian. For almost 15 minutes, he told them that it was true about Jesus Christ coming back to earth. He told them that it was now too late to do anything, so they might just as well dance and have a good time, because they would all land in hell no matter what happened next. The dance, however, did not proceed. Instead, furious teenagers, enraged for what they called a cheating church, fled from the recreation hall and into the main church auditorium, tearing down drapes, ripping out seats, breaking windows. The cursing mob then set fire to the building and ran down the street yelling and taunting, "We want the truth, we want the truth." While millions await further developments and word concerning missing friends and relatives, one Hollywood entertainer laid plans for what he called the wildest party of the century. Questioned on his reasons for such a party at this time, he quipped, "Well, let's all eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die." He said he plans to go in style. The party, he said, would feature famous entertainers from around the world and would last for 3 days. The party will climax with the biggest fixed party night ever. Each visitor will be offered his fill of drinks and drugs. The group will witness a play entitled Old Time Religion, featuring imitations of famous missing preachers.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversations and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief.